episode 2554, Trust Your Instincts.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, are y'all snuggled up? Is the winter weather getting you down already? I know, snow is in the forecast. We've got sleet and rain coming too, freezing, frigid temperatures. But guess what? You can still be inspired today. Trust your instincts. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Agatha Christie said this, "Instinct is a marvelous thing. It can neither be explained nor ignored." You gotta trust your instincts. No one knows better than you. So, how much have you been questioning already this season? Have you been sitting there kind of scratching your head going, oh, you know, you just kind of have these things that keep coming back to you. It seems the winter weather brings out the overthinking in all of us. I don't know if it's the heat or not being able to go outside for a warm fall-like walk, but winter can really wreak havoc on our minds and hearts. Today, though, you need to hear this. You were made for this, this time, right now. Exactly where you stand to how far you fall. Yes, you were made for this. Don't let the unanswered questions stop your direction. Trust your instincts. So I got to ask you again, what have you been thinking a lot about lately? What have you been mulling over in your head and in your heart? Now it could be anything. Going back to school, oh yeah. You may have your master's, but you want to go for that PhD and another master's. Maybe writing a book or starting your own blog, starting a business, drinking more water, or maybe for some, drinking less alcohol, whichever works for you. Quitting your job, growing your family, sleeping on a schedule. Oh, sign me up for that one. I need to get on a regimen. Maybe you have little cute puppy dog eyes in your head and you're thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a pet? Or losing weight, running for office. Oh, who ever thought that you would be in politics, but you're thinking about it. Igniting your marriage, joining the choir. There are so many opportunities for you. You have a fresh chapter in your life to write. How are you going to choose to write it? What is it going to look like for you? Because you have that opportunity. And I know sometimes we get ourselves wrapped up in that overthinking. And sometimes we need to, you know, boil some water a little bit, clear the air, you know, get some freshness in the air. Because sometimes when you have the heat on, it kind of gets a little bit stale. Have you ever noticed that? And you go outside and you're like, I can breathe now. But you're like, but I'm freezing. But you can breathe, right? It just is the way the heat works with our bodies. And how we regulate things. How are you regulating things already for your new year? This season of life, what is it for you? Do you need to be one who says, man, I'm going in bold. I can do this. Trust your instincts. Or is it like, maybe I've been too bold and I don't want to pull back, but maybe I need to research one more thing before I jump in and say, I'm all in. Yes, count me in. What is it for you? Because you get to choose how you write your chapter. Because next month, it's a different chapter. Next month, it's a different chapter. And actually, you may have a few different chapters happening in your life all at the same time. Too many strings left dangling? Is that how you want to really leave it? Or a more direct approach? You want to go bold. Trust your instincts. You know, we don't always understand that gut feeling that we get, but you know it. You're not so young that you don't know it. And if you don't know it or you haven't experienced it, I challenge you to pay attention. Get in tune with who you are. Make that your New Year's resolution to say, you know what? I want to know who I see in the mirror. I worry about everybody else, but I need to get to know who I am. Because what you desire in your life, it matters. Don't put off today thinking you have tomorrow. Take one step today so you can take a different one tomorrow. That's how your journey continues. Otherwise, we get trapped on the roller coaster and we just keep going round and round and round. And maybe for some of us, do you remember the merry-go-round that you had in the park. Okay, this is an olden days park, so you got to go back. And they had kind of like the weird bars that you hold on to, and there's somebody that stands on the side, and they push you, and you're just like, you fly. It's so awesome. The adrenaline rush is crazy. And then when you try to walk, you're like running into your friends and everything. And then at some point, you feel like, I'm going to puke. What if you could take all of that energy and put it towards what you want to do? Trust your instincts. You got this. You were made for this at times such as this. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.